Boker Tov. We're continuing in this special period, which Chazal call Bein Geula LeGeula, between the salvation of Purim and the salvation of Nisan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a special Eis Ratzon, a time for us to take advantage to Mekarev the Geula, and even though things Mitzarechet seem to be getting worse, with the war in the north and the south, no end in sight, we have to always remain steadfast with the Kodesh Baruch and recognize that everything is coming from Him. It is all being set up for us to show Him that we are with Him, and Adarabi mechazik ourselves more and more. Just like before the Geula of Mitzrayim, things got worse before they got better. Before Purim, they got worse before they got better. That's the way it goes. But we have to take advantage of the situation. And the mizmor that we are going through, Yeshua B'Seisr Elyon, the mizmor that gives us the insight how to save ourselves from all the dangers in this world, says, As shachel v'fesen tidroch tilmois kvir v'sanin. Shachel v'fesen is a lion and a snake. And Kfir V'Sanin is also a lion and a snake. The Foshim say that the first two are the larger of the two, the other ones are smaller of the two. But basically the Pasuk is telling us that if we go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will have protection. Sometimes the protection is that no nega will come to us, nothing will come to us, and sometimes Hashem does bring it to us, but He saves us from that. The idea behind the fact that Hashem does bring them to us and saves us is because, like we said before, there are times Hashem wants us to be aroused, alerted, to realize we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and something is sent our way that can arouse fear. But if we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Imonu Bitzara. And the way we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the picture is simply by doing what we're saying, paying attention how much we really are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mefarshim here bring the Pasuk in Iyuv, Chayas Asoda Ashal Maloch, which means that the animals that are dangerous animals, like the lion and the snake, by nature, they don't have to be that way. Everything is totally in us. If we behave in the proper fashion, even that, Hashem makes Hashgacha over, that every creation that He made could serve us. As a Medrash that says in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there were no mazikim damaging in Eretz Yisrael. Because when we have the Ashrasa Shechina within us, we are protected. We know the famous Gemara of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. There was a road, some also dangerous animal that everybody was afraid of. And Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa put his foot on the hole of that animal and bit him, and the animal died. And Gemara says, we learn from here that the animal is not the thing that kills, but the chet, something that kills. That's what Chazal and the Pasuk is telling us. That we go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We remain with that clarity that Hashem is only here for our goodness, our well-being. And even if we have challenges in life, in our present life, in the life of the world, it's all brought to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us to show Him, we are with you. And if we are with you, then Echanami, even if we you could step on the snake, you could step on the lion sleeping, oh, and you're going barefoot and you feel this nice, comfortable fur without realizing that it's a live animal and nothing happens. So Hashem gives you even a pleasant experience that could have killed you, but nothing happens from it. That's the nature of the world. In other words, the nature of the world is we should only have goodness. But because of the flaws in humanity, in ourselves, in Klal Yisrael, there is a need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have these situations that there are mazikim in the world. But our goal is to connect ourselves more and more with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We appreciate how much we are with Him and how much He's with us. Like we said many times, now is a special time of year. Pay attention to the past. We got out of Mitzrayim. We got out of of the Gzeir of Haman. How? By calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in both places, both times. That was the tool we used. Vayitzaku el Hashem. Hashem Shoma es Shavosom. Should be Zeicha to use this tool nowadays also. Hashem wants to take us out of this final goalless, and we're getting closer to the end. Everybody says that and everybody knows that. It's in our hands. Mirtz Hashem, we'll take advantage of it. And feel how fortunate we are to be the close nation of Hashem and use this opportunity to be even more proud of ourselves and take advantage of the Kelim. Talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those Maisim Toivim, care for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Don't let me misspell for ourselves, spell for everybody else. Mirtz Hashem, we'll be uplifted by this and we will see the Gula Meir V'Yameinu.